Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. Unbelievable programming on BBS, so many great shows to choose from, so many interesting topics, and I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening, and I'm really happy that you're here. And before I get to my guest, I want to remind you to visit my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com, because of the November monthly personal forecasts are up on the site, and that's a great way to keep track of the energy that's influencing your life on a month-to-month basis. I also have posted an article about the intense energy that's coming in this month. We not only have one, but two 11-11-11 days. The first one is coming next Wednesday, so this article gives you insights as to what this potentially means. By numerology standards, these are very significant days, so you want to stop by the website and read that article. I mean, even today, it's Old Souls Day by Catholic tradition, and it's significant because any soul that's born today will truly have an old soul energy in their numerology chart. It's something called all zero challenges, which only old souls undertake, and the very fact that every child born in November this year will have old soul energy, especially defined by numerology, and also there's going to be some very unusual charts that's going to be coming out of that. I mean, this is really an amazing month. And it's not to say that old souls don't come in all the time, but it's just they don't come in every single day of a month like they're going to this November. So it's really, really intense energy this month. So, you know, check out that article. And I also posted an early edition of my 2010 forecast for you. So there's some pretty interesting information there. I was pretty accurate last year, so you might want to check that out. And also be sure to stop by Visible by Numbers to sign up for my monthly newsletter, which not only keeps you informed about the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers, especially my guest tonight, keeps you informed who's going to be on the show, but it also contains interesting information about numerology as well as the personal monthly forecast. And with all that being said, it's time to introduce my special guest. Rita Berkowitz is known as the spirit artist, spirit communicator, and spiritual counselor. She has impressed large audiences throughout the world by drawing portraits of loved ones from the other side of life. She is the author of Empowering Your Life with Angels, and co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Communicating with Spirits. Rita has both studied and taught at the Arthur Findlay College in Essex, England, as well as lectured and demonstrated in colleges, New Age centers, and spiritualist churches in the United States and Canada. Her many talents and popularity in the spiritual field has resulted in her being pursued and widely interviewed nationally. She's a frequent guest on radio talk shows, television around the country, and she's published in a wide variety of magazines, and she's one of my favorite guests. So I want to encourage you to jump on over to her website, which is www.thespiritartist.com. Be sure to check out her website while you're listening to the interview, because right now I'm going to welcome Rita back to the show. Hey, Rita.
Well, thank you so much, and what a beautiful introduction.
Well, let me ask you my first question. Tonight's the full moon, right?
Yes, and I'm a Cancer, so I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you know, they say that on a full moon night that the veil is thinner. They say on a full moon night that, you know, expect some paranormal activity. So what do you do when your job is actually, you know, a spirit communicator and a medium and psychic? I mean, what happens to you on a full moon? I'm just curious.
Usually you feel the energy going very wild all over the place. And for me, I actually love working on full moons. When I noticed that we were going to be working together on the full moon, I was very excited about it because the energy is so much higher. And we can just sort of ride on the crest of that energy and have a great evening.
Well, I don't know. I got to tell you, I'm still trying to get used to the time change. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. And I was like, bing, and I was wide awake, and I was like, and my clock was wrong in my bedroom. I came downstairs. I started answering emails, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's only 3:15. What am I doing up? So I've totally enjoyed the full moon day. I'm a little buzzed out, but here
mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I want to say, and I'm really encouraging anyone that's listening to the show, by all means, please go to Rita's website, because you must look at these portraits that she draws. And right on her homepage, there's a scrolling, different kinds of portraits. It's got the picture that Rita drew and also the picture of the actual person. You absolutely must visit and you must take a look at these pictures because they're amazing. And I happen to be one of those very privileged people because Rita did a reading for me, and she drew me this amazing picture of my spirit guide, and it's one of my most treasured possessions. So
thank you.
It's amazing. Now, you're just an incredible artist to begin with, but it's even more amazing that you take your natural artistic ability and then you really are doing some amazing portraits.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly believe that spirit will use whatever gifts we have, and that they will take those gifts and allow us to use them, for those of us who do mediumship, will allow us to use those gifts in our mediumship. And so for me, I was an artist and I started drawing faces as a very young child and kept drawing faces. And somebody had once said to me that if I had known when I started drawing that I was going to end up drawing deceased people all day long, I probably would have run for the hills. But the fact is that now they've taken those talents and they've put it together, and that's the work that I'm able to do. And I have to tell you, I feel so blessed to be able to do it.
Well,
so
you know, not only the profound readings that you do, which in its own right, that needs to be acknowledged, but also I think that you're an incredible teacher as well, and a counselor, and that is just equally important, that you take your talents and abilities and what you've learned in your profession, and then you teach others. And I think that's a very noble profession on top of what you already do.
You know, teaching for me is one of the most wonderful and joyous things that anybody with a gift can do. For me, when I watch my own students start to fly, as the expression goes, it just thrills me. It just thrills me. We did a demonstration very recently, and I did it with about 5 of my students, and I was like proud mother hen, I have to tell you, watching them all spread their wings and do their work, and it was wonderful.
Yes, I always enjoy when I get, you know, a letter from one of my past numerology students, and they are asking me a very profound and very insightful question, and I'm so proud of them for being able to see something that, you know, the books don't teach, and
mm-hmm.
that makes me very excited. I want to bring up that you wrote The Idiot's Guide to Spirit Communication, and
mm-hmm.
I got Communicating with Spirits,
with spirit,
excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is going to make you laugh, but when people ask me, what book should I get, Allison? Well, I do recommend Juno Jordan's book, Romance in the Name, but the very next book that I recommend is The Idiot's Guide to Numerology, because they're some of the best written books out there for someone that's starting a journey or
mm-hmm.
someone that just needs that manual. And I personally have your book, and I it's a really well-written book, and there's a lot of information in there, and
mm-hmm.
you did a great job.
Thank you. Well, you know, for me, to write that book, it's a teaching book. It's a learning
right.
book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very honored that there are people that are teaching this that actually use that as a text.
Mm-hmm.
But the Idiot's Guide people are very interesting people because they come to people that are experts, and that's how you connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interestingly enough, you can't contact them and say, I want to write a book about. They're not interested in that. They actually come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come to you, and they come to you as you are an expert in your subject.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to break it down to the most easily understood terms that a layperson could understand, to be able to really say, you know what, I can take this book and I can learn from it.
Exactly.
And
yes.
So, you know, I have got quite a few of them. I have the numerology one right on my shelf, right in front of me right now is where I'm sitting. So,
right.
They're incredible books. They really are. And very exciting to work with them.
And that's not to say that your other book, Empowering Your Life with Angels, you know, the thing that I liked about that book was that you actually had little artistic exercises in there, ways of connecting with your angels, and it really was also a very insightful and lovely written book, but it also was quite interactive, and I liked that. I liked having little things to do.
Thank you.
I think that that was a really well-written book as well.
Thank you so much.
I was on your website, and I noticed that there's this very tiny little caption that says, "Catch Rita on the A&E Network. Stay tuned for details." So is there any chance we can get some details?
Well, I can tell you that we taped it actually a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, it takes a long time from the actual taping to the presentation. So we taped it a year ago. I worked with them for about 3 days. I know that the name of the show is going to be The Other Side. I know that there's going to be 4 mediums that
mm-hmm.
they have worked with on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot tell you exactly when it's going to be aired because I don't have that information yet, but maybe you could tune in and let me know. But it is a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to do it with them. It was a tremendous amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent part of the time, you know, they came to my home. We went through some wonderful sites in Norwell. We did part of the taping in a house that was a mid-1700s house,
mm-hmm.
and which is right at the end of my street.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was wonderful to do that. And I'm glad it was last year because they just renovated it this year. So it wouldn't have had the excitement.
Right.
You know,
yep.
So...
What do you think of all the complete rash of ghost shows? Like I was sitting there, and I couldn't believe that there was, well, you have your staples, Ghost Hunters, and then Ghost Adventures, and then you have Extreme Paranormal, and it goes on and on and on, and it just seems as though there's been a total explosion in interest in the fact that there are spirits, there are houses that are haunted, that there is another side. I mean, what are you thinking? You know, one thing that I said when I was talking about 2011 was that the paranormal would be a central focus, especially in the 11 Universal year. And,
mm-hmm.
and I talked about that a great deal, especially on Joseph Tittle's New Year's show. We talked
mm-hmm.
about that. What do you think of this extreme explosion over the airways and all facets, every channel, the Bio Channel, Travel Channel, Disney Channel even has a children's ghost show. What do you
yes.
think about all that?
Well, I think that, you know, in the cases where it's done well
mm-hmm.
and it's not done for sensationalism, I'm thrilled about it.
Uh-huh.
Where you can see a show that is actually talking about, you know, where I'm doing the searching, you know, to look at the science, because there's a lot of scientific study going on now, other than Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
In trying to understand, you know, the other side of life, and trying to understand what happens to the energy of who we are as human beings. And so there's a lot of work going on, you know, in universities. Winbridge is doing a lot of work on it. And so there are all these, you know, when you see that, that to me is absolutely wonderful. You know, on the other hand, there are certain shows that I have seen where I think in some cases they are doing a little bit of a disservice to people who have lost someone when they overly Hollywoodize it and say, without my help, the person can't cross.
Right, right.
And,
right.
you know, that to me is like, you know, that sort of hits me in the gut and says, oh, don't do that to people.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I think it's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, again, I have very mixed feelings about
it. It's a double-edged sword.
And, mm-hmm. you know, part of it is I don't want it to get to be so blasé that it's just, okay, whatever. You know, like watching a commercial, you know.
Well, one thing that's really interesting, I think, is that the target market for a lot of this is the young kids. It's definitely
yes.
younger people. And I think that they have quite a following of fans. And I myself interviewed the two guys from Ghost Adventures on the show.
Uh-huh.
And they have a huge fan base. I couldn't believe the emails I was getting from, and I have to say most of them were marriage proposals, but, hey, you know. And so it seems to me that at least we're raising a culture or a generation.
A culture where this is accepted.
Where this is
accepted. I mean,
accepted.
That's the thing that, you know, I was talking to, I was doing a lecture actually yesterday, and I was talking about the fact that when I started, which was in the mid-1980s, this was underground.
Sure.
You know, we
did not
talk about the fact that we communicated with spirits, you know, to the outside world. You know, now, you know, there was no, you know, for me it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, go to a dinner party with people that my husband works with. What do? I'm a medium. You know, I've written some books. I've done, you know, no problem. When I first started this, you know, people's antenna would raise, or, you know, I remember, you know, doing a demonstration one time where there was somebody that came over and said, you're doing the devil's work and you've got to stop this. Now it's something that is totally accepted in our society, which is wonderful.
Right.
Which is wonderful, yes.
Yeah, I can clearly hear my mother telling me when I started, you know, coming out of the closet, so to speak, with my numerology.
Yes.
And my husband was, you know, very respected geologist, and you know, we were meeting some of his friends, and she says, you're not going to tell them what you do, are you? Thanks for being proud of me, Mom.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that vote of confidence. Although, you know, for her, that was the sort of thing you didn't talk about. Of course, she's quite a bit older than us, right?
I was up at Lilydale this summer when the ghost hunters were up there, and the number of kids that were walking around, they say 18 to 30-year-olds, were huge. I mean, that's primarily who the audience was.
Exactly, exactly. Well, listen, at the onset of the show, we actually had a caller named Paula from Illinois on the line. And so before we, and there's a lot more things that I want to talk to you about, and I'm sure that we can get to them in between the phone calls, but I didn't want to keep Paula waiting too much longer, so I'm going to ask Don to put that call through for us.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what, if somebody's calling into the show, do you, would you answer a specific question from them?
I'll answer specific questions, or if they want to connect to a specific person, just tell me the first name and the connection.
Okay. All right. Do we have anybody on the line? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Hi, is this Paula?
It is.
Hi, Paula. Well, thank you so much for waiting. I know that you called in at the top of the show, but we had to kind of do a little bit of an introduction here and give Rita a moment to put her beautiful energy out there to our listening audience. So Rita has said that she will take a specific question from you, and if you have a loved one that you wish to connect to, you're wanting a name? Rita?
A first name and connection.
A first name and who it is.
Okay. One of my mom's friends was like a grandmother type to me. Her name, I called her Tia Chella. And I was very sad when she passed, very sad. I was far away. I couldn't be there when she passed, and she passed in December.
What an amazing woman she was. What an amazing woman. I'm feeling that her passing actually feels like it was a little bit more difficult. I'm feeling pain straight across my chest and in the midsection of my body. So I feel like whatever happened to her really, you know, affected more than one organ, if you understand what I'm saying. And I'm feeling like it was a slow decline for her. But I don't feel like she was a woman who would have complained. I feel like she's the kind of person who wanted to do for other people even when she wasn't feeling well. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. As I feel her, I just feel like she wants to wrap her arms around you. I feel like, you know, I have to feel like, you know, Mother Teresa has nothing on this lady. This lady was so giving, so loving, so caring, and I don't use this word lightly, so selfless. You understand that, you know, she just would give and give and give. I am feeling that, you know, as I'm seeing her, I'm feeling that she was a little bit more of a moderate-sized woman. I'm not seeing, you know, any excessive amount of weight on her. I am feeling that the hair has some gray in it. I am feeling that she is And she's showing herself to me healthy because that's how she wants to show herself. And I feel like as I'm looking at her features, she's got, you know, quite a nice nose, interestingly enough. I feel like the nose is a very beautiful nose. I feel like her skin, although you can see the age on it, it's very silky skin. You understand?
Yes, that's exactly how I remember her. Everything okay. You're saying, I follow.
Okay. And I'm feeling that, you know, if she would sit down, you know, one of the things that I feel so much about this woman is she was an amazing listener. And at times when, and I want to say not just you, but anybody was in need, she would be there. So what I feel from her to you is a gentle kiss on the forehead. And she just wants you to know that she's there. God bless you.
Yeah. She used to be very, very kind. I mean, I remember showing up at her apartment feeling very hungry, and she would giggle because I'd eat all the cookies on her tray,
mm-hmm.
and I'd eat all the deli meats, and she would find that so, so funny, you know.
Oh, she just loved to give to you. I have to say she was like, I feel like in the community, like a Mother Teresa. She would just give to everybody.
Yeah.
Kind woman.
Okay,
but
Paula?
Gentle, just this beautiful kiss to you, okay?
Okay,
God bless
thank you.
You.
Okay, Paula, honey, take care.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
That
has to be, you know, very rewarding work for you to be able to bring messages through, I'm sure.
Oh, it is. It
yeah.
is.
It's, you know, I've had a few experiences getting messages, but, you know, it's like a switch that every once in a while gets turned on, and the rest of the time I'm out. I don't know nothing. But I think sometimes when people tell me, like I was doing a reading for a woman recently, and, you know, I could see the tragedy. And I hear you, caller, and I'll get right to you. I could see the tragedy written into the chart, but there was hard for me to identify what it was. I just knew it was a very difficult year that she had just been through.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked at me, and she told me she lost her 12-year-old son. And in a moment like that, that's when I wish I was Rita Berkowitz. Let me tell you, in a moment like that, I wish I was you because, you know, I wish I could have given her the information that would have, you know, comforted her. Other than, you know, the only thing I could say is that this, for whatever bizarre reason, was really kind of written into her chart, and which doesn't really make sense at a time of grief. So,
yeah.
So
I
God
mean,
bless you for the work that you do.
Thank
so.
You. Thank
okay,
you.
Well, I know that we have another caller, so
I'm
going to get a heads up and ask who's calling, please.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And you can ask Rita a question, or if you're wanting to connect with a loved one, please give the name and the connection.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I actually would just see what is coming in for me. We're in the process of selling our home, and I just...
You're in the process. You are so busy, girl. I mean, I'm just like, I just tuned into your energy, like, well, go, 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 go. You know, take a moment to breathe, sweetie pie. You're running around sometimes like a chicken without a head. You're trying to figure everything out. You know, and I have to say that I know that you're trying to sell your house right now, but I feel like you're trying to do everybody else's work, too. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I want to say take a moment to breathe. I am feeling that as we get into the early spring that you're going to get some good, strong nibbles on this house. I feel like as we're going into February.
Okay.
So, you know, that's not that far away. I feel like we're going towards the mid to the end of February, but, you know, we're going to get some good, strong nibbles. So by the summer, you will be moving. Okay?
Okay, Kathy.
Thank you so
much. God
bless, Kathy.
Have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thanks, Kathy, for calling and listening. Okay, Rita, well, let's talk events. I mean, really quickly, my goodness, I'm telling you, girl, you've been busy because I have been
very busy, very busy.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this and I'm getting tired just looking, so, but I see that you've got quite a few things. Is there anything in particular you'd like to mention for your November schedule?
Well, the November schedule at the Larches Inn, which is in Carver, Massachusetts, I'm going to be doing an evening, an intimate evening with Rita Berkowitz.
And
so it'll be lecture and demonstration. And if people are interested, they can contact Candida at 781-834-2728 or www.healthylivingvideo.com.
Okay.
Or contact the Larches in itself.
Right. And now, Rita, did I see that you were doing a radio show? Do you have your own radio show now?
No. What I would, what I did with Candida, as a matter of fact, is she, I was supposed to host a radio show for an evening, but not, I don't have my
permanent.
Own radio show yet. So it wasn't a permanent one. She was giving me, you know, she was giving certain people in, shall we say, the community, the healing community on, in this part of Massachusetts, an evening to do a show. There was, unfortunately, somebody had dropped out because of an illness, and she needed people. So
she
you understand.
Yesterday.
Yeah, she needed them yesterday, so she called me, and I did one evening for her.
Wonderful. Well, I just want everyone to know that if you go, of course, you know, you mostly operate out of the Massachusetts area, but you do mediumship. You do travel from time to time, I'm sure.
Yes.
To various neighboring, mostly the East Coast.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can check your website, look at your events page, and certainly get in contact with you specifically, you know, regarding any events that you have or even booking an appointment with you. Is that correct?
I always say that if somebody wants to book something in another part of the country, invite me, I'll go.
Invite her, she'll go.
Invite me, I go.
Invitation, so, she has the luggage, and she has all
the
tools.
I have the luggage, and, you know, I'm not afraid to travel. So
wonderful. Yes, you,
you, know,
need to, you need to move on, Rita. You need to just go across the United States. But with that being said, I know that I heard another beep, so I know that we have another caller. So I'm going to take my next caller. Who's on the line?
Hello, dear Allison. How are you?
Hi. And this is?
This is the Allie in New York. And hello, Rita.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good.
I see your all your work on Facebook.
See, she knew exactly who it was.
Yes.
Hard to miss you, Allie, I've got to say.
You what?
Hard to miss you, Allie, got to say.
You know, is it the New York accent that gives me away?
A little bit.
Well, I've got one of those also, because I was born and raised in Brooklyn. So.
Oh, a girl from my own hometown. Well, my family's hometown anyway. Everybody's from Brooklyn. And they were either Jewish or Italian, one or the other.
Absolutely, absolutely, one or the other.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just called to say hello, and I've heard so much about Rita from, well, I heard a lot from Allison about you. And
oh, thank you.
I heard you're also going to be on my girlfriend Rhonda Homan's show. And
yes, next Sunday.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Well, I'm glad we finally connected.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you to call in.
Thank you, and it was nice to say hello, and thanks for taking my call, Miss Allison.
Well,
and good luck on all your wonderful work.
Yes, because Allie has a lot of wonderful work going on, and we really appreciate you putting in some of that really positive vibes to the show, Allie.
Thank you.
Love you, honey.
Bye, guys.
All right,
bye.
Well, that's nice. You know, I should have gone hello. Was this the first time you two were introduced?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, all right. All right.
And it
great.
Happened on your show.
Wonderful. Allie's got a beautiful energy. She's a beautiful spirit.
She does. She does.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we got another caller, though, so we got to move along.
Okay.
Who's calling?
Glenda in Maryland. Hi, Allison.
Hi,
Glenda. Rita. What an honor for you to take my call.
Well, it's a pleasure.
I was going to ask a question on guides, but I keep hearing ask from my brother, Joe.
Okay. I want to go to your brother, too. I'm very congested in my chest at the time of passing. I'm feeling that he could hardly... You know, I feel like my voice is just so raspy. I feel like my whole chest is all filled
yes.
with fluids. And I feel
yes.
as I'm experiencing him, you know, you and he talk constantly. So this is not, you don't
yes.
need me to connect the two of you because I'm feeling like almost like I could be eavesdropping on the two of you in conversation. You understand. You talk constantly. I'm feeling that
yes.
he was just a little bit fuller in the body when he was here on the earth plane. One heck of a sense of humor. I feel like good
yes.
handshake, good hugger. I feel like when he would squeeze you in a way that your shoulders would almost hurt when he would squeeze you. You understand? And
yes.
I feel like, you know, the two of you could sit and, to use one of my people's words, you could kibitz in a way that was just unbelievable.
But he's with me a lot.
He is so with you. And you talk to him all the time.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because, you know, it's, again, I said, right from the beginning, I said, I feel like I'm eavesdropping on your conversation because the two of you talk all the time. So this is one of the cases.
I kept hearing, ask for Joe.
You know, Glenda, one of the things that I will say to you is you only needed me to confirm that these conversations are real.
I needed that, right? Well, I kind of, you know, I don't know. I just kept hearing that because I was going to ask a guide question about.
Well, ask your guide question. Your brother's definitely with you. What a great guy.
I just wanted, and he kept saying, you know, maybe I needed it validated that I wasn't, all the information I was getting from him through the last 4 years of my studying, the psychic awareness.
He is very much a talker. You know, he's the kind of person that you love to do a reading with. Because he is just so much of a talker, and you know, he's the kind of person that would go. And you're doing a lot of studying, you're doing a lot of reading, you're trying to put it all together, he's telling me. And, you know, so he is, I don't want to say he's acting as one of your guides, because he's not actually a guide, but I feel like he's right there alongside of you and having a good time.
Yes, I always call him in, yes.
Okay, so, you know, so he is right there with
the guide. If I had asked that question, it would have been, am I making progress? Will I move forward? Because I'm at a real standstill right now,
You're making progress. You know, one of the things that I'm feeling with you, Glenda, is you've gotten yourself a little scared. And sometimes we get to a certain point and we go, can I go further? And so when we get to that point where I say, can I go further, then we get nervous about going further, and we sort of stop ourselves. And I feel like right now I want to put some beautiful golden light on your solar plexus and say, open it right up and keep on going.
Okay, I will work on that.
Meditation. Get yourself a nice piece of citrine, okay?
Okay, and I want to thank you, and it's an honor to talk to you.
Well,
thank you, Allison, so much.
Bless you. Welcome, Glenda. I'm glad you got through.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Have a great night. Yeah, she definitely, Glenda is, I've actually done a reading for her, and she definitely has got some gifts for listening to her brother, that's for sure.
She is so connected to him. I mean, literally, he just, like, came bombing in, you know?
Isn't that wonderful?
And I love when they do that.
You do? Okay, great. Well, we got a chance to have another person bobbing in because we have another caller, so who's on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I'm calling. I have a question. I'm wondering if my sister, Debbie, has had a chance to connect with my mom, Loretta.
Now, Debbie, they're both in spirit, correct?
They're both in spirit.
Okay.
Can you hear anything?
Okay. Your mother had a very soft personality. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Loretta was a little bit more outgoing, I want to say a little bit funny. I feel like there's a very vivacious personality. My whole throat and upper chest is really hurting with her, so I'm feeling that she had a condition or something put into the throat at the, you know, close to the time of passing, that memory is, you know, still with her. I don't feel like she's feeling that now, but I feel like that's part of the memory. But I feel when she was here on the earth plane, she was quite a talker, wasn't she?
Yep.
And so as I'm experiencing her, I'm feeling like, you know, honestly, I feel like she likes to do a comedy act, so she's really hysterical. Your mother is very gentle, very, you know, I want to say a little bit more soft-spoken, a woman who held a lot of emotions in, you understand?
Yep.
And so, yes, they are together.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, they are together. And there's also a gentleman that is showing himself with them, too. As I'm feeling this gentleman, I want to go a little taller than moderate height. I want to go receded hairline. I'm feeling like his eyes are very wide open. So this is a man, you know, I just feel like I'm, like, looking all over the place. I feel like at the time of his passing, I'm feeling that either he couldn't speak, or there was something going on where I feel like all of my emotions are showing in my eyes, not with my voice. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure, so
okay.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I feel like I want to go into your mother's family, and I feel like I want to go to either a brother or a father.
Could have been her father, or could have been her. I was thinking Alan. Yeah, could have been her boyfriend or her father.
Okay, but whatever the situation, he's there also. And I had just had to say, like, it was like, again, one of these people that just came bombing in and wanted to be acknowledged that he was there, too.
Oh, that's not, yep, okay, that makes sense. That definitely
okay.
makes sense then.
Okay, okay, so they are all together, and they're, somebody loved gardening because all of a sudden they're showing me that they're out in the garden and they're planting. So,
oh, my gosh, that's great.
Okay, so they're really enjoying themselves there. Now, your sister is being very pampered on the higher side, I have to say.
Oh, she deserves it.
She really does. She's a fun person. And I feel like she's putting her feet up, and they're taking care of them. So she's getting those tootsies massaged, okay?
That's great.
Okay, God bless you, honey. They are all there.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks for calling, honey. Well, Rita, just to really quickly go over the different kinds of readings that you do before we take our next caller.
Okay.
You do the spirit artist reading where you actually do the drawing, right?
Correct, yes.
And then you do a life reading as well?
I do a life reading, which is, I use the tarot to format, but I'm not reading definitions of cards.
Uh-huh.
I use the tarot to format, I'm channeling from spirit.
Uh-huh.
And then I also do just, you know, as I'm doing here, just straight spirit communication
mm-hmm.
without the drawing. Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes people want the drawing, and sometimes they don't want the drawing. And
right.
they could have either or.
Right. Okay. And if anyone is interested in, you know, perhaps arranging a reading with you, they can just go to your website, which we should give that again.
It's
which
www.thespiritartist.com.
Uh-huh.
Or my new office telephone number is 781-871-2563.
Okay, well, there you go. And that's the contact information for Rita. And I, for one, you know, I do have one of those portraits, and it's, as I said, one of my most prized possessions. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I, as soon as I opened it up, I felt as though I knew that guy forever. So it was really kind of a wonderful thing to see. All right, well, we do have another caller, so
okay.
I'm going to find out who's on the line. Hello?
Hi, Allison and Rita. This is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
How are you doing?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
Great, great. You talk about Rita's portrait. She did a portrait of my husband who is in spirit about 3 years ago, and it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And I treasure it. I have it framed and hung up in my meditation room. But
beautiful.
I'd like to get ask your opinion, Rita. Why are children stuck in this dimension, kind of like you see on the ghost hunting shows?
Well,
and
you know,
why don't guides or someone come help cross them over?
Well, see, that's one of the things that I get nervous about. When I was talking before about some of the TV shows that say the kids are stuck, the percentage of people that get stuck between the two worlds are so few, so few. It's such a minute percentage that, you know, more likely than not, people make their transition, you know, no matter what age they are, make the transition very beautifully. My experience has been only and rarely, and again, I want to say rarely, when there is a very tragic passing, a violent passing, a very severe accident where it was like something that was totally unexpected, that, and again, rarely is somebody stuck between the two worlds. Now, many times what people are experiencing is a visitation or the energy of the person, because the energy of who we are and what we are does stay on every object we touch, does stay in rooms that we touch. And so, if a room is not cleared, for instance, you can still feel the energy of the person.
Okay. So like on this show, The Ghost Hunters, that had on Halloween, where they had
I
the
didn't
little girl
see that episode.
Who, pardon me?
I didn't see that episode.
Okay, yeah, supposedly another spirit was holding this little girl in this asylum.
Remember,
and
it was Halloween.
Me,
it was Halloween.
Yeah, but my whole thing is why I've seen that on ghost hunting shows before where children, they find spirits of children, and I'm just curious as to why, because I do research and I'm an author and I'm researching this, and I just wondered what mediums' opinions are of why children aren't helped over by spirit guides.
Children usually are helped over by spirit guides, and many times they will do, you know, mediums will do something that is called rescue work. I remember when I first started, a lot of Holocaust children would come to me, and that got stuck. Now, here again, when you're talking about something like the Holocaust, you're talking about an absolutely horrific, you know, situation of passing. And that usually is where somebody can get stuck.
Okay.
But that's rare. And the way you do the rescue work is you call upon the angels, you call upon the guides, you ask them to come and assist you, and then you tell the child that their family is waiting and to reach out into the light. But again, it's rare. And the thing that concerns me is too many TV shows, because it makes good television, too many TV shows are very interested in showing that kind of thing, because you're sitting at the edge of your seat. If we're watching Grandma, you know, smile and just sort of float over, and, you know, all of her loved ones are there, it's not as, you know, let's say, you know, you understand
point,
what I'm
Rita.
Saying? You know, we watch the news, and the news always has the bad news, not the good news, because it makes more interesting television. So we have to remember that there's a little piece of Hollywood going on there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I helped some friends cross somebody over that was stuck, that had died within a month of when they were haunting this one place, or not haunting, but they felt the presence there.
Mm-hmm.
And all they, you know, I told them to tell them was to tell them he was dead, because he was confused.
And that can happen. You know, that can definitely happen, where somebody can get really confused, doesn't know that they have passed, and, you know, is sort of saying, well, where am I supposed to be now? But again,
and that's what can happen with some kids. Children.
It can happen with kids, it can happen with elderly people, you know, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And that's the point that I want to make. It's rare. It's not your everyday occurrence.
Well, thank you for your insight. You're a wonderful person.
Thanks so much, Molly.
Thanks, Molly.
Okay, bye-bye.
On that point, Rita, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've actually read a lot of books about NDEs and people that have had near-death experiences and what they brought back and different perceptions. And one of the things that I got out of that is if a person truly believes that there's a hell and they feel that they're going to burn in the fires of hell for the rest of eternity because they didn't live a really good life, or maybe they had some regrets, or maybe they had things that they felt they needed forgiveness for, and so sometimes they're afraid to go to the light, they're afraid of what will happen to them, and because their mindset is like, no, I can't go because I don't want to be punished, so I'm going to stay here. I mean, is that a potential possibility?
That is a potential possibility. We always experience when we cross what we feel we will.
Mm-hmm.
And
so someone,
if somebody
actually
believes they're going to hell, they will experience hell.
So therefore they will not cross.
They will not cross, or they will experience what they believe are the fires of hell.
Uh-huh. Until they realize that they can.
Until they realize that that's not where it's at. You know, that's not what happened to them.
Right.
So you could have somebody that is just so afraid or cannot let go of something that is here, not cross.
Right.
But
okay.
Again, it's so rare. And mm-hmm. and that's the point that I have to keep making. It mm-hmm. is so rare.
Right. I do want to say, and it is kind of like bringing up another medium's work, but I was listening to James von Prague, and he said something that, and I've read a lot of books of his, but this is rather profound for me, because we all ask sometimes, like, why do our loved ones cross? You know, how can you explain the tragedy of losing a child or a beloved husband before his time and all of that? And I think James said, that made an incredible amount of sense to me, well, to the audience, actually. And he said that sometimes people cross because they can help you a lot more
mm-hmm.
than they can in life.
Yes,
and
yes.
So at certain times, you know, it's almost like a soul agreement or a plan that they cross over so that they can be of greater assistance to you to help you to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really...
And I've actually experienced that in readings. I had a person that I was close to that I did a reading for, and, you know, in the reading her mother came through, and this person lost her mom when she was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and unfortunately, because she lost her mom, she had a difficult life.
Sure.
The stepmother was not overly thrilled to have her, blah, blah, blah. And so what ended up happening was when her mother came through, and after, you know, the information of, you know, description and recognition and so on and so forth, her mother said, I could help you much more from here than
right.
I ever could if
right.
I was here on Earth.
Right.
And so those exact words came through, which was so profound to me
right.
because, you know, you look at something like that why should a child, you know,
right.
a young child lose a parent when they're so young and
right.
vice versa? Why does somebody lose a child that is so young?
Sure.
You know, lose a child and what is that child doing? And, you know, if somebody can open their mind and heart to the fact that this loved one is there for them and is helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, and we all know that if somebody loses a child, the grief can be so extreme that they can't
sure.
get past it.
Sure.
But, you know, very definitely.
Right. Well, when he said it, it was, you know, every once in a while something just rings so incredibly true that you're like, ah, I needed that piece of information.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was just one of those aha moments, and
mm-hmm.
it was just a really profound moment. Well, enough about that, because I know I heard another beep, and I know we're keeping you busy tonight. Are you up for another reading?
Sure.
Okay. So who's calling, please?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Hi, Allison. Hi, Rita.
Hi. Is it Jessica?
Jessica, yes.
Jessica, okay.
Do you have a question?
I was wondering, over the past few years, I've been trying to develop spiritually, and I would like to know if there's any area that I should focus more on or how I could help more people.
I feel like you're a very intuitive person. You know, as I'm sort of scanning the different modalities, shall we say, I keep feeling that you're, you know, almost like a natural, intuitive, psychic kind of person, and it really feels like that's where your forte would be. It, you know, it feels like you have the ability to sit and talk with somebody and really feel what they're feeling. You're a natural empath. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. So it feels like that's the gift that you have. Now, if you choose to, you know, go into numerology or astrology or, you know, tarot or any of the other modalities, you would be still using that natural intuitive gift that you have with it.
Okay.
So you'd be combining the two. So it feels like the rest, you know, up to you. You could toss it, you know, toss it up in the air and pick which one you want.
Okay.
Okay. But you have a natural gift, so don't hesitate to use it. And you like helping people.
Yes. That's why I was just wondering which one, you know, which direction I should go into.
Okay, I would
pick
up your psychic ability and then go from there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just so, you know, just to add my little two cents, being a numerologist and about intuitiveness and psychic ability, that even people that have psychic ability that really is not developed, or they haven't, you know, maybe a natural gift that they've never really explored, if you get into the divination tools, such as astrology, numerology, tarot, or palmistry, or whatever they might be, just by virtue of what you're doing, you're going to ramp up your psychic abilities, fine-tune
Absolutely.
Them, and bring all that energy in. Sometimes, much to your surprise, you're like, oh, my God. I was actually talking to one of my students today, and we were talking about information that has nothing to do with numerology. For instance, you can't find fairy and fairy doors anywhere in a numerology book, but I was reading for someone, and I said, I don't know, for you, I just want to put a fairy door up and you know, give the fairies a way to get in. And it was just part of talking about her psychic abilities that I saw on her chart. And she literally died laughing. She goes, I just bought a fairy door for my fairies.
Oh,
like,
how I love that.
Okay, good. So, you know, and she was saying the same thing, that you oftentimes get information that has nothing to do with numerology, but
mm-hmm.
it simply adds to the experience, and it just
right.
kind of brings a little bit of color into the reading and maybe some additional insights and information. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really great way to develop those skills and move on from there. I do know that we have one more caller, and what I'm going to give you is a caution here, Rita, because we only have about 4 minutes left of the show, and I do want to be able to talk about your website one more time before we leave. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes with this caller. Can you handle it?
I can.
Okay. Who is calling, please?
Oh, hi. My name's Susan, and I'm calling
from
Australia.
Well, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have been listening to the show. Anyway, I'm trying to buy a house, and I just wanted to know, I want to buy my first house. So I was just wondering if you were feeling anything about
that. Again, you want to buy what house?
My first house.
Your first house. Okay.
Yeah.
The feeling that I got was bumpity, 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 bump, okay? So that was the first thing I felt. You know, I feel like it's not an absolute smooth road right now. It feels like as I'm experiencing this, it's going to take about a half a year. So
really?
I feel, yeah. So, you know, keep the lookout, keep the lookout, keep the lookout. Don't jump right yet.
Do you think that I'll get my loan? That's what I'm really concerned about.
I feel like you'll get your loan, but I feel like it's going to take a little bit of time to do it.
Okay.
I keep feeling like this. I feel like I'm entering a parking lot and I'm going over a couple of speed bumps, but once you get into the parking lot, you're fine.
Okay. Okay,
you understand?
That's how it's
been. So I want to say to you, don't give up.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
It's going to be a little bit of a rougher thing at the beginning. Don't give up. I really feel like you're going to get it. So bump, bump,
okay.
bump. Got it.
Okay. That's great. I know you guys are going to wrap the shop, so thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Susan. Okay.
Bye.
All right, wonderful. You know, sometimes with homes, and I have to say this, like my daughter was wanting a house, and it just wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
But little did she know that the housing market was going to fall to pieces, and all the houses that were so expensive were going to get finally, you know, their prices went down to something more realistic. And, you know, even the interest rates went down.
Right.
And it's almost as though sometimes spirit steps in and says, yeah, I know that you want this, but if you'll just hang with me for a while,
yeah.
let me get you a little better deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost
mm-hmm.
as though spirit held her back from getting the house, put all these roadblocks in the way, so that when she did to go to purchase the house, it was something she could have, her and her family could afford. Plus, the interest rate was wonderful, and they got the $8,000, you know, rebate. So, heavens to Betsy, waiting wasn't so bad. Sometimes
exactly.
spirit is just
you know,
doing.
Spirit has a way of really making us do what is right, rather than always what we want. You know?
Right. Yeah, sometimes they're doing what's best for us. We just don't know it at the time.
Yes.
So it's really
and like little spoiled kids, we go kicking and screaming.
Yeah, we just, I'm like, I want what I want when I want it, and you got to wait for the timing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now once again, please, you know, it's been a really wonderful, beautiful, enjoyable evening with you, and certainly,
oh,
Rita,
thank you so much.
Bar
thanks
none,
for having me.
Your talents and abilities, your gift just shines right through, and not only that, but you do have this warm, wonderful, delightful way about you, which just, you know, makes you very special. So you're always welcome back to the show.
Always
anytime.
A joy, Allison.
Well, I love you. So give everybody your website one more time.
It is www.thespiritartist.com.
Thespiritartist.com. And there you can find even directions, contacts to Amazon to purchase the books.
Mm-hmm.
Rita has 2 books. So, you know, if you're interested in those books, I would recommend them as well. Even if you're studying mediumship and have questions, well, you don't have to talk to Rita. She wrote a book. So, you know, get the book, and there you go. All right, Rita, been a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Come back anytime.
Okay. God bless, Allison.
God bless you too, sweetie. And thank you to everyone who tuned in this evening and everyone that called in with their questions. Really appreciate your support of the show, and we've got some wonderful guests coming up. So just visit visiblebynumbers.com and check out who's coming next week. And I think we have an animal communicator, so I'm really excited about that because my little Roxy girl's been trying to talk every single week, every time somebody comes on the show. So got to see what Roxy has to say. So anyhow, tune in next week. Thank you so much. Wishing you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone. Good night, Rita.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.